So we'll start now the second part of the morning. Thank you to be back. And it's a real pleasure to have with us Paola and Puja. They represent the two regional networks which are permanently represented in Geneva. In Geneva, as you all know, we have international NGOs which are permanently present, like Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, you saw Philippe Dam yesterday, and a few others. Of course, they're extremely important, and they have a lot of weight in the discussions. But over the years, in all of the regions, different human rights movements have developed very strongly, and it is a real challenge to be sure that the international system is really correctly connected to what is happening in the field, and not only through international organizations, who of course have their own global policy, but can have some differences with the way things are expressed or felt on the ground. So the presence of regional networks, and we have two important regional networks permanently represented here in Geneva, Forum Asia, for Asia, as you know, and the Cairo Institute. And so their experience also on dealing with the UPR is very important, because also it brings another view than the ones we can have from the international organizations we've heard yesterday. So I'm really very happy to be able to give the floor this morning, starting with Paola from the Cairo Institute. Paola will be able also to give some specific focus on the issue of women's rights and the way it can be also reflected in the UPR process. We didn't speak much about women issues yet this morning. We've mentioned several times, of course, a vulnerable population. The two things should not be mixed. One of the issues that we have, probably for the UPR, is that the importance of this issue that should be, of course, because in all of our countries, we have men and women, so in all of our countries, it's an issue in terms of human rights. The number of vulnerable population can vary a lot from a country to another, so sometimes vulnerable population might not be such a big issue. But of course, the issue of equality of rights between men and women is everywhere, by definition, an issue that has to be integrated in a global evaluation, a global assessment on human rights. So I'm very happy to be able also to have this aspect introduced, because I think it's something to which we have to pay a lot of attention, and perhaps I did not mention enough in my own presentation this morning. So, Paola, once again, thank you for being with us, and the floor is yours.